Bemidji resident Greg Tweed's backyard used to have a small pond surrounded by a manicured lawn and a quaint guest cottage. But last June, in just a matter of days, the rains fell, the groundwater rose, the pond turned into a lake, and the waters just kept coming.
In one period of 24 hours in August, the water table rose 18 inches in one night. Now I have pictures of myself standing in my driveway with just my head sticking out. That's all that's sticking out. Now that's 5 feet of water. So that says that the water table compared to normal was up about 7 feet.
Even now, nearly half of Tweed's 5 acres are either underwater or inaccessible.
It's panic. And then panic turns to just kind of depression because you realize that there's nothing you can do. But all I can say is in 20 years I've never seen water like this, nor has anybody else, so it's not a normal thing.
Well, Tweed's basement somehow stayed dry. Hundreds of other families were not so lucky. Some filled their basements with sand to keep the water out, and a few abandoned their homes entirely. Chris Parthen of the Beltrami Soil and Water Conservation District says most cranked up sump pumps last May and June and ran them until winter freeze.
You could drive anywhere last summer and last fall, and you could see hoses running out of basement windows, out of front doors, everybody pumping water into the ditches or trying to get it away from and out of their basements where they were living.
The summer of 1999 capped what record keepers called the wettest decade of the century. Parthen says victims of last summer's groundwater flooding were relieved when it was followed by one of the driest winters on record. But he says the lack of snow could cause other problems.
Again, it's a good news, bad news situation. The good news is that we have seen groundwater levels being reduced out in that area. We've seen reductions in the groundwater levels out there of about 2 feet or a little over 2 feet. There is a bad turn at the end of that road, too. It could really prove to be a very serious fire season. So we're hoping for some precipitation, but not too much.
There are burning restrictions in place for the Boundary Waters Canoe area, and there's now a ban on open burning in the 7-county Twin Cities metro area. DNR Fire Management Coordinator Doug Anderson says the next few weeks will determine the fire season's severity.
All it takes is 5-6 days of dry weather and then the right given day, and we can have a terrible fire in Minnesota. Conversely, we can still get some late snows and some rains, and it could end up being not too active a fire season. But the stage is set right now for it to be worse than average.
This thin line between flood and drought has brought an unusual sight at the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers dam on Lake Winnebogoshish. Operator Jim Ryak says normally this time of year the dam is wide open to release runoff from the winter snowmelt. But this year, the dams are nearly closed.
This winter and this spring is a lot like 1987 was, going into the drought of 88. So just as a precaution, we're being cautious. We've closed the dams down a little bit. We're starting to build the lakes back up to where they, hopefully we'll get up to where they should be by May.
The lake levels are a far cry from last fall when they were 2 to 3 feet above normal, flooding beaches and causing lakeshore erosion.
As a result of this, on this lake, Winnie Lake, we've identified about 11.25 miles of shoreline that need stabilization, that really, really have eroded drastically.
While even the old-timers say they haven't seen groundwater and lake levels so high, the phenomenon may not be that unusual. Records show the water table in northern Minnesota was very high in the 1880s, dropped off until the 1950s, and has been slowly rising since then. Experts aren't sure whether last year's flooding is a sign the levels have peaked or whether the water will continue to rise, perhaps even as parts of the state burn. In Bemidji, I'm Tom Robertson, Minnesota Public Radio.